Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Jason Quint. Jason, you are a professional EOS implementer. You are found on the web at theeosguy.com. Love the brand. Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yes, absolutely. So you are just, you're in my neck of the woods, probably a couple towns away from me here in Central Florida. Jason, you know, before we get going, talking about your superpowers, the work that you do, who you work with, that sort of thing. You always love hearing what high level leaders do either for fun or kind of into when they're not at work. And I understand that you're a competent musician.
Yeah. Yeah. At least I pretend to be, right? So I play the trumpet. I've played pretty much my entire life. And once you get out of school, the opportunities are kind of limited. But luckily for me, I know some people, and Rollins College has their school of music's not quite big enough to have a full band. So they allow sort of folks like me to participate. So I do that. And if I'd actually practiced and I'd actually like tried a little bit, I probably could have been a professional musician, but I never practiced enough for that. So
Do you perform then for audiences? Have you performed as part of the ensembles? So we saw at Rollins College, since we're both local, what did we see? We saw, Handel's Messiah performed in the chapel there. That really, really, really cool. So, but I know Rollins has quite a schedule of performances there. So, well, that's great that you still get that outlet. Are there any contemporary non-classical pieces that you know how to play, or maybe you've like played for kids or whatever?
Oh yeah, I've done brass quintets, and we've been hired out like for Christmas at the Ritz-Carlton and stuff like that. We played weddings. Churches have hired me to play and stuff. So like, you know, I've done taps. So like military funerals and stuff, you can get out there and they've got buglers who play taps for the, you know, during the ceremonies, have done that. So yeah, so just lots of different opportunities to play.
How many times do you think you've played taps in your life?
Oh geez. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. Because like the kids,
I had a friend in the Navy who was
an MU.
Yeah,
like 50 times at least.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. it's a popular one. When I was in the Navy, I had a friend who was a musician, and that was his job in the Navy. And couldn't even lost count hundreds of times ago, but the number of times he had to play taps. So, well, Jason, when you're not playing taps and not playing the bugle, tell me about your work with EOS. And a lot of folks may be familiar with EOS, so I'd obviously, you know, kind of love your specialty, or, you know, maybe the aspect of, you know, EOS implementation that you're most passionate about. But, you know, start with just giving us an overview.
Yeah. So EOS, so I'm a business coach first and foremost, and I'm different than most business coaches because most business coaches tend to apply their background, their experience, and hope, right? Hope that they can take something from their past and apply it to your business. And when you're dealing with like a super small business that's only doing, you know, a couple $100,000, it's very easy to seem like this mystical wizard who can come in there and just wave a wand and solve the problems. But when you start dealing with larger businesses like we deal with, you actually need to have a little bit more than just some razzle dazzle, right? And that's where the benefit of what we do is, you know, it's while I do have my background, my history, all that sort of stuff, and I do bring that to bear in a session, what we're actually doing is teaching a proven system. And that's the big difference. And that's, I think, the thing that differentiates us from other folks is where this is not just something I dreamed up in my mom's basement last night. This is a proven system that 33,000 companies have been professionally implemented with. There's a book that some people may be familiar with called Traction. I mean, they've sold almost, I think the collection of library is like 3.7 million books. That's a lot. That's a lot of books. It only takes like 20,000 to be on New York Times bestseller number one. So they sold 3.7 million of these books. So it's out there, right? And we've held 300,000, give or take, full day sessions with clients. And because of that book, there's probably a half a million companies that are trying to do it on their own, with mixed success. It's very, very difficult to do on your own because it's so hard to see the label from inside the jar. So that's why a lot of times people will try it on their own because, like, oh, this is a simple system. There's simple tools, but don't confuse that with being easy. And so they run into a wall, they hit a ceiling, and they just can't go any further. And so then they reach out to someone like me to say, hey, like, I'm super frustrated in my business. We're not making enough profit. My people are not doing what I want them to do. I'm not in control of the business. I've tried everything and nothing seems to work. And that's when they realize, like, hey, we need to do something different than what we've been doing to get a different result.
And I know, Jason, one thing that you talk about frequently on your social media is just, people in positions kind of wearing too many hats. I mean, when that happens, especially if you're a growing company, I mean, it's just necessary for a small season, but ultimately, there's a few things I'm pretty good at, and then most things I'm competent at, and then there's some things that I just absolutely do not enjoy doing. But unfortunately, I think a lot of us are like, well, yeah, tough, yeah, you got to do it anyway, and that
It doesn't
usually
have to be
happens
that
to
way.
mixed results.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that way. That's the good part, right? We've got this process we call delegate and elevate, right? We want to simplify the business. We want to have, so it depends on what your goal is, right? If your goal is I'm the linchpin here, everything has to go through me, I'm the bottleneck, I don't want to be. I want to be able to take a vacation, right? And not feel like this business is going to fall apart without me. You got to figure out, like, the things that you are great at and you enjoy doing, keep them, right? But the things you hate doing that you're not very good at, well, that's obvious. Get rid of it. And then there's this bucket where it's like, well, there's things that I enjoy doing, but I'm not very good at. And then there's things that I'm not very good at, but I enjoy, or the other way around. So it's things that I'm good at but don't enjoy. So you got to figure out and bring people in and delegate those things that are not truly your highest and best use, right? If you think about how much, how many, if you're the owner of a business doing 10, 15, $20 million, what's your hourly rate? And are you doing $10 an hour work when you should be doing $150 an hour work? So we got to figure out, and remove from your plate the things that you're not truly adding value, or you could be adding value in other ways, like opportunity costs, where because I'm doing this low value thing, I'm not doing the thing I really truly should be doing.
Yeah. Well, in the world, Jason, of EOS, if someone were to say, well, there's quite a few implementers out there, what do you specifically bring to the table that they might not find in a typical EOS implementer?
Yeah, so there's almost 900 of us around the world, and
Wow.
I do mean world. Everybody's got their own style. Everybody's got their own background, their own industries, their own experience, and that's really some of the difference. So my background, I spent 20, 25 years of my life in corporate America. I was a CFO and COO for a division of Bed Bath & Beyond. They bought two businesses that added up to $65 million, and we, as a team, ran it to $175 million organically. And while that sounds amazing and wonderful, I will tell you on the inside, it was a hot mess. We were running and gunning, flying by the seat of our pants. I wish we had process. I wish we had those systems. And so I've got a CFO background. I've got a heavy analytics background, IT background, just in terms of the actual work I did. And then I've also owned small businesses. I started out, I cut my teeth when I was 10 years old cleaning my family business's office, right? And then I learned every position in there, and eventually I saw them go bankrupt because they got swept up in the outsourcing to India. So I have, we've I've as an entrepreneur, I left corporate America, bought a business, started four others. Some of the businesses went from zero to $2 million in the first year, right? Some of the businesses cratered because of COVID and we had to bring it back up. And some of the businesses just absolutely failed and we fell flat on our face. And so as an entrepreneur, I've got big company experience, I've got small business experience, I've got failure experience. And I've got the battle scars, and I do mean scars to show for it. So it's this is a high trust position going in, working with a company to implement, this system, because it's somebody's, like, it's their baby, it's their child. They grew this business from nothing to something, and they're putting a lot of trust in you in terms of this system to take them to the next level. And so they want to know that, yeah, I've sat in that seat, I have felt that pain, and there is a different way, and I was able to experience that. And that's why I'm an EOS implementer now, is because all that heartache, all that struggle, all that pain I suffered through, you don't have to do it. There's a way to make it easier. And when I implemented EOS in my own business, like, it was like, wow, like, this is just such a different experience than what I was doing. Like, I was constantly banging my head against the wall, and but with EOS, it gave me a way to do it, a system, a process that works and simple, where it's not just, oh, the flavor of the month and a fad. Like, you can, if you try, you can actually stick with this, and it's not crazy.
Yeah. No, Jason, and I think you brought up a great point earlier that I want to highlight is, there's something to be said for understanding everything academically. And then I think the next best step would be, listen, I've done this with clients for years and years and years. And so I've lived vicariously through their experience. And I do have an appreciation for the fact that, no, listen. I don't know that you want to see how many wounds are covered. My body is covered in. I've been there, done that. But I think a lot of us who have been in business for quite some time, kind of have this knowing glance. We'll kind of give each other like, yeah, I've been there, done that. And that wisdom is such a powerful teacher. And I think, Jason, too, maybe that gives you, a sense of empathy as well for, listen, it is easy to get caught in this trap. Been there, done that, my friend. And so, share, with, kind of that, the role of a facilitator, and kind of, again, you want to be in some ways a dispassionate coach, just completely driven by data and processes. And at the same time, we're dealing with people, particularly if we're talking about people issues and leadership issues and culture issues. Take us down the kind of the soft path for a moment.
So, a lot of people will bundle us into the bucket of a consultant, right? And a consultant, in my mind, is somebody who comes in and oh, I've done this and this and that. I'm so smart, and you pay me a bunch of money, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. So we are coaches, teachers, facilitators. And so there is very often, sessions where people are crying, people are having knocked down, drag them out, really passionate arguments, even fights at some point in time. I mean, and there are stories in the community of actual physical fights breaking out, that just the emotions get that high,
Oh, God. Wow.
because, and it's literally because sometimes you got a family business and there's all these dynamics, all those things going in there. And it's like, how are we able to kind of step back, be that person on the outside? And that's where the power is, actually, is coming from the outside, right? I don't have any skin in the game. I'm not in the politics. I'm not in the drama of your business. I can be this dispassionate outside observer calling balls and strikes, willing to enter the danger, challenge the sacred cow that other people perhaps aren't, right? Who is going to hold the boss accountable, right? It's a very rare unicorn type employee that's willing to say, hey, boss, you were doing it totally wrong, and maybe we need to do that, right? It's just not going to happen. And so I am able to sit in that unique position of, I can hold them accountable. They give me permission. We sort of start that way, right? It's like, hey, we're going to get some uncomfortable things here in this session. Are you guys okay with me, pushing hard to get a better result? And you get their permission. And then when you start doing it, then it's like, well, gosh, I kind of told them to do it. And then once the emotion sort of subsides, it's like, well, yeah, we actually got to a better place. We got to a better outcome. And everybody thinks that a well-functioning company, like, if you think of it like that perfect company in your mind, that in the leadership team meeting, that everything is just like hunky-dory and everybody just gets along, and there's this, like, oh yeah, everybody's just like in this agreement from the instant and the outset. That couldn't be farther from the truth, right? The most well-functioning companies in the leadership team meeting have the most rigorous emotional, like, debates, arguments about what the path is. But the difference is, When you have a healthy company, right, you've got, you know people, you like people, you there's open, honest, trust, vulnerability, all those things that make a healthy company, is you can have a knockdown, drag them out argument about a particular issue, but it doesn't destroy the relationship. And at the end of the day, everybody knows their role, everybody knows their position. The visionary, the boss, made the decision about what we're doing. I had my piece. I got to say my opinion. It was taken into account. I'll win some, I'll lose some. But now that the decision has been made, we got to get all on board and execute this to the best of our ability. And that's where the rubber meets the road. Because if you can't do that, if you can't commit to doing that in that business, then you probably need to find another job. And that is the hard conversation that sometimes a lot of people just aren't willing to have.
Jason, I know EOS to be for those who are qualified to be a very generous early engagement process, and I really appreciate that as a kind of a fellow go-giver. It's just such an enjoyable way of doing business. Do you mind sharing what early engagement, like if someone said, "Well, hey, Jason, let's chat," what does that typically look like over the first couple of calls that you have with them?
Yeah, sure. So we have, I mean, honestly, we move at the speed of our prospective client, right? Some people know about EOS and they're ready to do it, and we just jump right in. And we offer to anybody who's willing, really, is a 90-minute workshop for their leadership team where we walk through, here's everything that EOS does, or all the foundational tools, right? We help them understand that EOS helps them align their vision and get everybody on board with the goals of where they're going. That workshop basically walks through, here's how you get traction in the business. Here's how you can actually, anybody can set a goal, right? But very few people actually accomplish goals repeatably, reliably, over and over again, right? Even the broken clock is right twice a day. But how do we build a system in your business that you can achieve 80% of the goals you make every year, right? And then finally, it's how do you get that business to be healthy, right? And that's what we sort of discuss in that 90-minute workshop. And then obviously, I'll have as many phone calls as we need to get to the point where, hey, I feel comfortable enough with number one. Because there's three decisions have to be made, right? Number one, you got to decide if EOS is right for you. And while I think it's a great tool, there are others out there. And we encourage people to look at everything because at the end of the day, our creed is that you've got to pick one system and run it. Don't try to piecemeal it. Don't try to like do this and that. Every time, believe me, and every time I tried to do it in my business, I crashed and burned. It was not as good. And so I have been there and I've done that and I've tried it. So you got to figure out, number one, is EOS right for you? Number two, you got to figure out, is Jason the guy? Do you like the smell of Jason's cologne? Do you like the way he facilitates? Do you like the way he talks? I make jokes, I may use analogies, all that sort of stuff. Part of that 90-minute workshop is allowing that leadership team to say, do I like Jason? Do I trust Jason? Are we willing to open the kimono to Jason and let him in here and let him teach us this stuff? Right. And then the third thing is, which is actually kind of crazy. I don't know many companies that do this, but we don't have any contracts. So on average, our process takes about 2 years for a company to fully graduate. And I mean, you never master it, but you get good enough where you can do it on your own and graduate from the program. Some people do it faster, some people do it slower, but on average, it takes 2 years. And so we will work with people on full day sessions over about, 10 to 12 over 2 years to make it happen. But we have no contract. We have no long-term agreement, no letter of intent, none of that stuff. You can fire me at any time. Further, we don't charge in advance. And so we may be on our 15th session, and you might say, Jason, you are off your game today. We didn't find a ton of value. Don't pay me, right? In the first session, the first full day session, 8 hours, we'll teach you all the good stuff. If you didn't think it was value, if you didn't think it was for you, then don't pay me. That's our guarantee. And most of the people out there, like you, online marketing people, or these people, those people, you're going to buy a service from, pay me $10,000, pay me $25,000 upfront. And then, we've got satisfaction guaranteed if you do all these things, which nobody can do, right? You got to make 300 phone calls a day. Who's doing that, right? And you got to fight for your money back. Here, you don't pay us in advance and you only pay after value. So it's just a tremendous no-brainer, really. If you're interested in moving your business forward.
I really appreciate that. Well, obviously, very important question is, who's kind of at the stage where it's probably pretty important that you have this conversation? Like, what are those indicators that they might know, not just behaviorally what might be going on, but also legitimately size of company, revenue, that sort of thing?
Sure. So EOS will work for any size company, right? From a solopreneur up to a $3 billion company with 10,000 employees. That's much more difficult to do, but it will work. But we focus our marketing and our target market on companies that have more than 10 employees because 80%, 85% of the issues that happen and the problems that happen in a company are because of people. And so if you're going to make the investment to have a professional implementer come in and do it, and you only have two or three employees, you're just not going to get as much bang for the buck. Now, we'll do it if you want to do it, right? And some people, they want to do it. And there's been plenty of people who have started, I'm starting this business. I had EOS in my prior business. I know it works. I want to do it. And it's important to them. Okay, great. We'll do it, right? But I focus and I target on companies that have more than 10 employees because there's enough meat there. There's enough, of value there that the juice is, the juice is worth the squeeze. Yeah.
All right, theeosguide.com is a website that when somebody goes, Jason, to visit your implementer page there, which it redirects to, what would you recommend? What are next steps?
So they can watch some videos. They can watch a video of me kind of talking a little bit about myself. There's a button though. The big button is book a consultation, complimentary phone call. We'll get on the phone. We'll talk about your specific situation and see if we might be able to help.
Excellent. TheEOSGuy.com. Jason Quinn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.